Many Americans are understandably pretty unhappy about years of higher than normal inflation, and that inflation, of course, has sapped buying power and reduced our standard of living. But the Congressional Budget Office, in a report released this week, demonstrates that there's another culprit looming on the horizon that will make you feel poorer over the next few decades, regardless of what happens with inflation: the nearly $35 trillion and rapidly growing national debt. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. Today, another installment in my ongoing series here to try to get a little bit more awareness about the consequences of America's large national debt and unsteady fiscal condition, the unsteady fiscal condition, I should say, that the federal government finds itself in. And look, I get it. I mean, these are big, abstract numbers that are very difficult to wrap your head around. We're at $34.7 trillion in debt right now. We surpassed $33 trillion in mid-September. We hit $34 right around New Year's. We'll hit $35 probably sometime in mid-summer. But it's difficult to understand what that is. I don't know what $1 trillion looks like, much less $35. But the debt, the growing debt, and sort of the large nature of deficits that we're going to be dealing with for the next few decades do actually have very real consequences, very serious consequences for the amount of money that Americans make, for the standard of living that we can expect to enjoy in coming years. And that's kind of what I want to put a spotlight on today, helped by this new report from the CBO. Now, at its current trajectory, the rising national debt will reduce Americans' future income growth by about 12% over the next 30 years. That's what the CBO says in this new report. A big part of that is not so much the debt itself, but rather the increasing burden of making interest payments on the debt. Of course, every year the U.S. government has to make payments on the debt, and those payments are getting bigger, not just because the debt is growing, but because interest rates have gone up as well. We spent more than $400 billion on just the minimum, that's just the minimum yearly payment on the debt last year, and that total is set to double within the next decade. By the end of the 2020s, we'll be spending more on interest payments on the debt than we spend on defense, and nearly as much as we spend on Social Security. Now, that means that that money has to come from somewhere. That money has to be drained out of the economy in some way, shape, or form. And that means, according to the CBO, that the average person will earn about $5,000 less 30 years from now than they otherwise would in a scenario where the debt was not growing. The experts at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, who crunched the numbers on this new CBO report, they explain that this is all the result of crowding out, because a higher national debt reduces private investment and it slows economic growth and slows income growth. And as the debt gets bigger, income growth will slow further. Now, all of this, of course, is based on the CBO's own assumptions about how quickly the national debt will continue to grow in future years. The debt could certainly grow faster, because of a war, because of another pandemic, or because lawmakers in Washington simply can't cure their addiction to borrowing. And if the debt grows at a higher rate, if it grows along the lines of the CBO's so-called alternative fiscal scenario, then the average person could miss out on something like $14,000 annually in future gains that simply won't materialize. The costs of rising debt, again, can be a bit difficult to understand because we don't see them in the same way that we see things like higher grocery prices, right? When you go to the grocery store, you notice that your dollars don't go as far as they used to. But in this case, when you're talking about the debt, you're talking about a reduction in future earnings in a way that's just somewhat not as real to someone. Still, the effect is pretty similar to what many of us have been dealing with when it comes to inflation in recent years. And I think the parallels here are helpful in kind of understanding the ways in which the large national debt will depress living standards, will sap away your buying power in future years. Now, in the CBO's baseline model, the average earnings of the average American are expected to climb from about $84,000 this year to $123,000 in 2054. That's 30 years from now. Now, that sounds great. Average earnings of $120,000. But that number would actually be higher. It would be $128,000 in 2054 in a scenario where the national debt was stable and not growing as quickly. So to someone living in that alternate reality, to someone living in 2054, 30 years from now, they're missing out on $5,000 that doesn't really feel real because it never really existed, but it would have existed if not for poor decisions made by federal officials in the 2010s and the 2020s. Or you can think about it like this. If a politician in 2054 proposed a tax increase that drained $5,000 from the average person's paycheck, he or she would expect a loud and very negative backlash. But by hiking the national debt today and in recent years, and by having no plan to stabilize it over the long term, politicians today are doing exactly that to future Americans. We have imposed that $5,000 annual tax on the Americans who will be living 30 years from now. We've created a sort of hidden tax on the future. It's a bit like how wages have increased dramatically in recent years, but people feel worse off because inflation has undermined or canceled out those increases. Anyone who has lived through the early 2020s knows that the amount of money you earn can increase even as your standard of living decreases, and that is what the national debt is going to do over the next few decades. Now, any estimates like this, of course, should be taken with a grain of salt because the future is inevitably unpredictable. But the economic fundamentals underpinning this projection from the CBO should be taken seriously because the national debt will soon eclipse $35 trillion. And yes, that's an abstract number that is difficult to wrap your head around. But the days of pretending that this endless borrowing is never going to have any consequences, well, those days, I fear, are behind us. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. You can check out more of our coverage of this and everything else going on in politics and around the country this week at Reason.com. And catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.